Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
In honor of a dear departed soul, I want to say my attitude going into today's show is, what can the next 40 minutes do for me,
That's right.
Patrick Ricey?
That's right.
9 years ago today, the dark man left this veil of tears. So,
what year would that have been?
2012.
You know what that means? 9 years ago tomorrow, Joe made his last appearance on Saturday Sports Talk.
Is that right?
Because he came in the next day because he thought of the roof story.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's a roof story.
Didn't even get paid. Just came in and told,
told the roof story, which is a classic. And, of course, I repeated last night on Twitter, the one that becomes the annual, when his show at 12:30 in the morning, as I'm driving home from the third game of the 1991 Stanley Cup Finals, in which the North Stars took a 2-1 lead in the Stanley Cup Finals, and that was the day that Norm was up there in that what thing they built for him.
Well, he knocked out a wall to get Mets, more people.
Yeah,
in there.
And in Mets Center, he was up in the corner, and yeah. He was like Nero, and they're right. Norm. And I'd written a column that day ripping the hell out of him for having the Stanley Cup Finals on pay-per-view. And that was the debut of Norm Greed, by the way.
Yeah.
And the topic of Dark Show is, does the Twin Cities need a negative sports columnist like Patrick Ricey? And by the way, no coincidence, next game, Dark and one of his young girlfriends are in Norm's box up there. That was the whole motive of the thing. He wanted, all he wanted in life was to get in that box. Donnie Stoner, who's the SID over at Augsburg, reminded me yesterday that Dark and I go over there to see Devin George plays, playing at Augsburg, ended up having and being a first rounder, a nice NBA career. And we're sitting up in the back and the arena's full. And Donnie comes over and says, hey, I can put you guys down on the floor behind a table if you want me to. And I said, no, we're fine. Dark said, no, let's do it. He wanted everybody to see he was there, even for an Augsburg game, man.
Let's stick with hockey for a minute.
All right.
There's something I'm not buying.
What's that?
I'm not buying that we're supposed to be happy that the Wild look promising for the future.
Yes.
I'm not. I mean, they do, but that shouldn't be the you failed miserably. You can beat Vegas, and you did many times this year. And I think
Vegas is a low-octane offensive team, a good defensive team, and I said beforehand, not being the world's number one hockey expert, but that you're better off playing Vegas because you only need three to beat them. Colorado, you need four or five, right? So,
yeah. If you play Colorado and you lose in the seventh game, okay.
Yes.
I can play along a little bit, but you played a pretty comparable team, and you just didn't have it.
You know what I've heard about in this series more than I ever have in my life? The difficulty the absolute burden you face with the long change. Mm-hmm. The long change in the second period mm-hmm. became like, we got to figure out the long change mm-hmm. because in game four, you got outshot 22-1 with the long change.
What's
right?
What's the long change? I'm being confused.
That's when you're going to the other goal. So you gotta when you get off the bench, you gotta skate down there. When you make the long change, yeah. they talked about the long change yeah. as though it was Lawrence of Arabia going across the desert. You know.
Yeah.
So I've never heard as much about the long change as I did.
One thing I did during Game 7 is, Pat, we've had some friends staying with us the past mm-hmm. week. So mostly female in my house over the past few days.
Not hockey fans?
No, they were watching some movie. So I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to fire up the pit in the backyard, and I'm going to listen to Bob and Tom on the radio.
Oh, yeah?
And I didn't even realize that that was Kurt's last game.
Oh, is Kurtzy officially done?
He's hanging him up. And I
really?
It was completely
I haven't
accident.
Seen a story on that.
I thought they mentioned it on the other sports
That's
station.
All they mentioned.
I think the Pioneer Press had a big spread.
They
on
did
that,
have it. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. We should have done that.
He's the best. I think he's
very good.
He's
very
the best
objective. I mean, he wanted the Wild to win, but he wasn't over the top about it.
Boy, he's good, though.
Let me ask a dumb question.
Yeah.
Were Kurtzy and Reed there in Vegas?
I don't know.
I think they were at the X.
I don't think they let him
really?
Travel.
Yeah.
Well, it's just like...
You know who was driving it crazy? It's driving Gladden crazy.
Oh, yeah. He can't stand it.
He said, well, they'll be going to Baltimore having some nice crab cake, get yeah. down on the waterfront. And you can tell he's just PO'd.
Yeah, well, because, you know, they're lifting restrictions everywhere.
Right.
But the cheapos are now saying, you know, I don't know if it's MLB or... you know, still having these stupid restrictions that they have, or just the WCCO and the Twins and also TV being cheap.
It's just, well, it's then what's going to ever motivate them to lift that ban?
Yes, right. We're back to recreations.
We're
basically.
Back to Ronald Reagan in
yeah,
Iowa.
That's right.
Recreating a Cubs game.
And having two sticks to beat together to make the sound of the bat.
Yeah, that's what they would do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there was a home run.
Yeah, right. And then, you know, the old guy, Dick Stotz, was on the radio at CCO, and at WJON, did Rocks games when I was up there. I remember he used to talk to me about, you know, you'd get the thing on the Western Union ticker an inning at a time, mm-hmm, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you'd, like, early in the game, it's a 3-2 count, foul ball. That last inning, Bill, ground ball short, throw him out of first. Next thing you know, those nobody knew how many pitches it was or anything. So those last innings when you could go get a cocktail, and boom, everybody swung at the first pitch. They never loitered in the box. It was
I gotta think. I gotta think the guys like Bremer and Smalley and Gladdy and Corey Provis. Don't you kind of feel kind of insulted?
Yes, I think you should feel insulted,
yeah.
Especially now. What they're waiting for.
How long would you continue doing your column if you were told to do it at home watching it on TV?
Yeah, we've had some of that. I have refused to do that. I had to bail a couple of the Wild days. Would have been my normal column writing day. And I said, I am not capable mm-hmm. of watching a 9:30 hockey game on TV
right.
and then listening at Zoom at 12:30 and trying to produce something. Yep. Find somebody else to do it. I can't do it.
No.
So,
stick to your guns.
Yes. You got to, you know, I have not written anything off watching it on TV.
Yeah.
I mean, I've made observations 2 days later or something, but not.
And you can't tell me that it's not affecting the quality of a broadcast.
Oh, hell yes. They can see.
You see stuff.
You don't see the whole field.
Yeah.
No.
Well, on Sunday, we had ducks on the field. Did you guys see that?
Ducks, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We had ducks in center field.
That's right.
Yes. What if they'd been ducks on the field in Memorial Stadium and we never got a picture of them?
See?
You know, right.
Memorial Stadium.
Well, no, yeah, Camden, right. Am I Camden thinking Yards. Camden Yards, yeah. Memorial Stadium? That only takes me back to what 1993.
I wonder if Memorial Stadium was torn down. 1992.
Yes, it was eventually. Oh. But
well, I thought it was neat.
The first neat year, yeah. The first year that they moved their farm club, they were building a new stadium in somewhere in the suburbs there. And they played their minor league team played their games in Memorial Stadium.
I remember it being
neat,
in a neighborhood.
But it was bad. Oh, yeah, it was in the neighborhood. Next to a big public high school, though, Eastern
Something,
High,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Remember up there?
Yes.
But they parked bumper to bumper.
Oh. So if Fred's not leaving, you're staying.
unlike Minnesotans would have not liked
no,
this.
No, they would not have
because
that.
You can't leave after 7. And if you got a 2-hour rain delay in Baltimore in the summer, ooh, which is a distinct possibility, you're stuck there. There was a parking lot where there was room, but it was like $5 higher priced or something.
Well, we can't afford that. Yeah.
But I remember being at I was covering a Twins game. My wife was there and her brother-in-law and sister from Washington. I got them tickets too. And we were in one of those spots. Mm-hmm. And it was one of those nice Baltimore summer nights when she was about 98 with 100% humidity. And Mrs. Ricey has a tendency to get, she's kind of a sweathead.
Well, that'll happen.
She's kind of a sweathead.
That can happen.
And this one dragged on for about 3:20. And then the wait in the parking lot was like an hour.
Oh.
This was not.
She wasn't happy.
This was not a celebration of baseball for her.
No. I bet you heard about that after the game, huh?
She heard that she was never going to go to another game at Memorial Stadium.
You know what I saw once at Memorial Stadium? Belanger. Mark Belanger was a great shortstop.
Yes.
And it was pregame. He's fielding ground balls, and then somebody hit one way above his head. He threw his glove up, and it went right to the glove.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, he was. He had to be a magic shortstop because I think one year he hit 189.
Ooh.
But Earl's whole deal was you had to have a center fielder.
Yep.
You had to have a shortstop. And then you could, then the rest of it. And
hit dingers.
He had Brooksy
on that same
hit home
day,
runs and pitched like a son of a gun.
On that same day, beautiful summer day in Baltimore, I said to Mock, boy, this is a nice ambiance.
Mm-hmm.
And Mock said, ambiance? Ain't that something you take to the hospital?
Yep. As he was smoking.
As he was having
what
a Marlboro.
What was his brand?
Marlboro.
Was it Marlboro?
Yeah.
I couldn't remember that. I was going to reference him the other day.
And he took a lot of vitamins. I said, why? He said, they work if you think they do.
God, he was. People don't realize how great he was.
Yep.
If you were one of his guys, he could be bad to visiting reporters. But anybody who gives you the 20-second pause before he answers questions, and you learn to wait, you're going to get something good from him. Mm-hmm. Molitor's that way. Molitor's that way, too, especially when he was a player. Yeah. He would give you the pause and try to think up an answer.
Well,
you always appreciate the guy who tries to give you an answer.
Okay. Who's the tennis player? Osaka?
Osaka.
What's her first name?
Naomi.
Naomi Osaka. To me, I think we're talking about a brat.
I think.
Or will mental health professionals say, oh no, this is very disturbing?
Well, here's what my suspicion here is.
Because I'm thinking of the 20-second pause. She won't talk to the press.
Why did she not tell them ahead of time?
Yeah.
Why did she allow it to become this big controversy and then in a tweet claim mental health issues?
Right.
If she was really. If she didn't want to make this a stand against the press is what it is, a stand against the European media probably. If she didn't want to make it that, she could have just told, listen, I'm having emotional problems.
What would the press have to do with that, though? See, you don't tell them anything
then,
anyway.
She doesn't want to answer. Why do you, she's saying that it depresses her, basically, when they ask her why she's not any good on clay or something.
But is she an American?
She is from the U.S., but she's Japanese. I think she's mixed race, right? Japanese and African American.
But I mean, she was born in
America.
She's an American
citizen.
But
she's representing Japan. She plays out of Japan, even though she's from here, right? So, I mean, it's confusing. She's a great player, but I think this whole thing's a setup myself.
I agree with
Patrick.
But
I don't want to get in, you know. She's going to win, by the way. She's, the media is going to become the bad guys for asking questions that are negative.
Right.
So if you lose, you're supposed to say, you know, kind of like,
well, this is just a further deterioration of journalism as a craft.
Yes, it is. And it's the, you know, if you read the sports sections in this town, 80% of it is kiss-ups, even when they're not playing good, right? I do my share, too.
Thus my opening volley. I'm not buying the fact that all you hockey writers are telling me how pleased I should be. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be pleased.
No. Right. No.
I want another round.
Yes. But the 20, the right to find out from somebody what went on when they lost the ball game is you gotta be able to ask that question, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
what happened?
I use this as an example. I wrote about this for tomorrow. Alex Colome, our new closer.
Right.
First game of the year. Here he comes, Alex. We gave you a 2-run lead, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the 10th inning. And now there's a runner at first. There's already one out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Already one out. They hit a little chopper back to Alex, and he throws it to second base too late instead of taking the routine out at first.
Mm-hmm.
This is a play that I would yell at my 10-year-old grandson if he made a play that stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Take the out. Well, when the game ends and they lose, and Alex throws up after that, making that play, and then Kepler drops the ball, you get Zoom, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get Rocco, and I don't even know who else, right? But you don't. But in the old days, we would have sat at Alex's locker for an hour to say, Alex, Elvis Martinez, who's the interpreter, in case Alex wanted to claim a language problem, we'd say, hey, Elvis, come here. And we'd say, what in the hell were you thinking?
Right.
In a couch terms, but that's basically, what, I mean, are you, you know, did you, you embarrass your entire family? What do you think about it?
You're in country.
You know? Yeah.
You embarrass your country.
Yes. So, you know, I mean, those, people are watching the game. They want to know why something happened, good or bad, right?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make you evil.
No.
If somebody loses the game, you know, what, Tom Kelly, four things can happen. You win the game.
They win.
They win the game. You lose the game. They lose the game. In other words, you win the game because you play really good.
Yep.
They win the game because they played really good. You lose the game because you played really, you lose the game because you played really lousy, and they lose the game because they played really lousy, not because you did anything to win, you know.
Right.
Kind of like our Lynx the other night. We were paying great homage to the Lynx for their comeback victory.
How would you know this?
I was just clicked over. At one point, the comebacking Lynx were 2 out of 16 in the fourth quarter.
Huh.
Yet, it's a noble victory in the next, you know, instead of saying, damn, my ears hurt from clearing the rims. It was a clang fest.
You forgot about the fifth thing from TK.
What?
I'm going out to cut grass.
The fifth thing is he's going to go cut grass.
Joe, we've discussed this almost every week. What are you going to do with the big lug at first base?
Well, no one's going to want him.
No.
I don't know. You can't count on him.
No, he could run. You know, he hit 1-3-run homer, and then he hit the 3 the one day.
Yep.
And every other at bat, he struck out.
Right.
The other day, that when you really wanted him to strike out, with
he
the
hits
bases
into a
loaded,
play.
He hit into a double play.
Yeah.
The first time, there's one out when he comes up with the bases loaded and strikes out. You know, I said that in Vegas at a racetrack that you get paid $220 on a $2 bet for that one. You know, you in other words, the odds were 1 to 10, 10 to 1 that he was going to strike out. Next time he comes up and there's nobody out. So now you can say, okay, well, good, he can strike out, and then Kirilloff can bat, right, with one out. Mm-hmm. Then he hits into a double play. You know, don't, you know, just strike out. Do what you do. Do what you do. But he's up to about 45% again. Oh. Same as last year.
Well, Kirilloff ultimately is your first baseman, right?
Yeah. I don't know. What do you do, though?
What I hope mean, was seen initially about this guy?
Oh, well, he weighed, first of all, he weighed 255 or 260. Yeah. Now he weighs 310. But that's my guess. But he was, I mean, he.
So he's gotten worse.
Oh, God, yes. 2015 as a rookie, he had, you know, he didn't chase pitches. He could turn on fastballs, you know, but he was young and limber.
He's hitting below 160, isn't he?
Yeah, the other day, what was it?
I saw 170-something the other day, but I did not see any of yesterday's game.
I'll show you. I did this the other day. I'll show you what.
I didn't see the 3-2 10-inning thriller against the O's. I did not watch any of that one.
Are they in a rebuilding mode, the O's?
Yes, about 12.
10 years now.
God, they're the other day I figured it out, and they haven't won since. They were 143 and 260-something since the start of the 2018 season, 19 season, last 4 years. I want to show you what happened to two guys here.
All right.
You guys keep going, but I got to find this.
By the way, Joe, speaking of our division, Bovada, the betting site, now has the Dodgers as the favorite, even though I think they're in third place in their own division. The White Sox are now the second favorite to win the World Series.
I don't buy that.
Dodgers.
I don't buy that, but they're getting... Dodgers and the Padres are like the two best teams in baseball. And they're
Did
the same
you guys
debate.
See the video of the great Cubs play from Friday?
Oh, my goodness. Where Baez went
you know,
back
there
to
were
the
two
plate.
Outs.
Totally hilarious.
There were two
yes.
outs.
No, there was not.
There were two outs.
Yeah.
Really?
There were two outs. I think somebody there were two outs.
What was that first baseman doing?
I don't know, but he should have been released.
Yes,
he immediately.
Not even finished the game.
Describe the play for people who don't know.
Runner
on
second for the Cubs, as Pat mentioned, two outs. Javier Baez was at the plate, grounded one up the first baseline. First baseman fields it and was going to attempt to tag Baez.
Right.
Yes.
But if he just touches first base, the inning is over. But if he attempts to tag, that means if the runner scores before he's tagged, that run counts. So Baez backtracks almost all the way to the plate. Yeah. Runner scores. Then Baez takes off for first because the first baseman is where the catcher is.
Right. Yes. Right.
And then he attempts to throw him out at first.
Who was the first baseman?
I'll have to look it up. But then the first baseman attempts to throw him out and then throws it into the outfield, and Baez makes it to second
Did
base.
Did you see the Cubs dugout?
Oh, they went nuts.
They were belly laughing.
Oh, yeah. Everybody was. Yeah. It was like you saw Ford Park in Highland with your kid. See, these are two guys who had better days right there. Did it stay up there?
I got it. That's you and who?
That's Miguel.
You're kidding
That's
me.
That's Miguel when he was a phenom.
Oh, I remember that picture in spring.
In the spring
oh, my
of
God. That guy looks like a hitter.
Yes, yes, he was. If that was Miguel, he would have been a superstar.
Wow.
But that, you know.
He looks trim.
He should be more embarrassed than I am. Not by much, but he should be.
Man, did he look trim there.
Oh, God, yeah, that was him.
He's Joe Palooka right now.
Yeah, well, the spring of 2020 showed up from Florida, and somehow he worked out that spring, and he might have been 280, right?
Yeah.
But. It looked good on him.
It was a good 280.
280, 275 maybe. He was in shape. Everybody saw him. Miguel, you look great, blah, blah, blah. Pandemic comes. Miguel comes back, put on 25 at least, and he's huge, and he can't get to the ball. He can't, you know, I don't know. It's too bad he's done at 28, basically.
I was just looking up the fight in Pittsburgh Pirates, who took two or three from us here at Target Field a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They already have a -78 run differential.
Yeah.
Wow.
They well, are you know a team that has to be bad? The Fighting Rockies. Because you're playing in Coors Field, And they have the lowest batting average in baseball, and they're scoring the fewest runs when you're playing in the most generous run-scoring park in the history of mankind. There's a few bad teams floating around, that's for sure. That is for sure. I feel sorry for poor old Rocco, though, here in the Zoom era, because he's responsible for answering all the questions about these idiots. You know, mm-hmm. he's on like 15 minutes before the game and then 15 minutes after. You get one player after the game, usually the starting pitcher.
I listened to one of those chats with Provis, and I didn't realize Arraez is going to be out for weeks now, they said.
Weeks? Is that what they're
That's
saying?
That's what they said on Sunday, because I was listening to the pregame show.
What is
show
it? Is it dislocated? What did he do to his shoulder?
Yeah, I don't know. I thought maybe you would know.
What's
the
latest on Buxton?
That's been delayed because he can run hard, but he's having trouble when he decelerates.
Oh, when he slows down.
Yeah.
Oh. So slowing down is the problem.
Honest to God, he doesn't feel as good. He can feel it when he slows down.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you can take off all right.
Yep.
Yeah. 0-60 in 3.9 seconds.
Still the fastest
seconds.
Guy in the history of baseball.
But it's the slowing down
slowing
that hurts.
Down. I've never
then
had
don't
that
slow
problem.
Down.
Yeah,
no.
Just keep going.
Keep going.
Yeah, right. Yeah, run the bases.
Now Kepler's out for who knows how long, at least 10 days.
What's his name? It's hammy, right?
Yeah, yep. It was funny because the game he played in the outfield, Rocco was on the same pregame, and he said, yeah, he's close to 90%, and then he blew out his hamstring again, and he's out for
weeks. Here's another thing that you did in this era. This Ref Snyder.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had some stories on him, but we should have a life and time story on this guy. He's kicked around the minors forever. Mm-hmm. He's a Korean with the name Ref Snyder.
Really?
Yes,
I didn't know
he's
that.
Adopted by some family.
I figured he was from Ohio.
Yeah, I did too. We should know more about him, shouldn't we? I mean, he's a Korean.
That kind of sports writing is missing.
Korean? Well, because part of it being
no, but
you don't have any access.
Everything's so analytical. And,
oh, yes, it is.
Nobody ever asks a guy, what'd your old man do for a living?
Yes, you know? That is true. Not on Zoom, that's for damn sure.
Is it MLB that prevents reporters from entering a clubhouse? Or is it team by team?
It's MLB right now.
It's MLB.
Yeah.
So all around baseball, no reporters
Nobody's
go in the
getting
clubhouse.
In the clubhouse yet. Now, what they came up with about 2 weeks ago is you could go down, stand like near the dugout.
And hope to catch somebody.
Near the dugout, and if a guy's nice after BP, come over and talk to you.
Yeah.
And you can get that good 6-minute hardcore tell me something interesting interview, you know.
Do all MLB teams prevent their broadcasters from going on the road?
I have not seen any here yet. So
really?
Maybe they I think a lot of teams they're like if you're going to San Diego they say we don't want you because we don't want the press box. So it's bodies in the press box they're complaining about. So I don't know what we just basically ended all guidelines. So
I was going to say, can't we have 20,000 at Target Field now?
Yeah, if anybody was.
Well, that's true.
Although they did have 19.
Yeah,
the
that's
day,
what
right?
I thought.
I was surprised.
I heard them announce that the other day.
Mm-hmm.
When do they go full boat? 4th of July.
Yeah, that's not going to be an issue though. So I think we're good.
Tickets will be available.
Well, only 1-8 out of 11. There are only 9 games.
Here's the one thing that bothers you. They've played an easy schedule to this point. Pretty soon, they got to be playing the Rays, the Yankees.
Well, they're playing the Yankees
Red Sox
this week, aren't they?
Yeah, the Yankees. Yeah. January 8th, right? When's
June,
that?
June 8th.
June 8th. When is that?
That's
when they come home.
Week
right?
from today.
Yeah, there was thought that Buxton might be back for that one, but I guess not.
Not if he can't slow down.
He's got to accelerate.
He's got to slow down.
Got to slow down.
Isn't that what sliding's for? Don't you slide to decelerate?
You think we want him
point.
Sliding? He wants to slide. You know what else I don't like, Joe?
Mm-hmm.
About modern baseball?
Well, I got a lot on my mind about that. But
the mitten.
The mitten.
I don't like the mitten. It
like
does,
another
you know,
mitten.
The mitten. I mean, it looks like a kid out playing in the snow in 1956, right?
Plus, you know what else I wouldn't like if I was a catcher? That's give him an extra 4 inches to get into the base to steal one. Because it's longer than your actual hand.
When it's coming. Oh, yeah, that's true. Why do they let them do that?
I don't know, but I'm surprised they do, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Pretty soon you're going to have a guy like, going to have one of those floppy feet on them like Bozo the Clown on there. So they're running.
He shatters safe, Ricky Henderson's ring.
His body's still back there, but his foot is safe. You know, TK went
28-foot long foot.
TK went nuts when they started off using the armor. He lost that, you know, the guy that, you know, to keep you off the plate.
Yeah.
You know, the guys, and they let him now wear anything they want to. I mean, Nelson Cruz, you know, could get hit with a bazooka and it'd bounce off him.
Well, the best was A-Rod. You know, A-Rod used to have that gigantic shield on his forearm that he'd when he was with the Yankees that he would wear all the time.
I can't believe the number of, what do you think the explanation is, the number of guys get hit in their hands? What do you think's going on?
I don't know. Some pitchers don't know how to throw inside anymore.
Some people think it's scuffing the ball too, that it gets a little at the end, or putting juice on a ball or anything like that. Hmm. I heard a good one on Maddox. I put it, Maddox always had that at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who, a ball player, former ball player, told me he used to put Carmex on his teeth.
Really?
And he'd always go to his mouth, but he'd have Carmex. It didn't taste very good, but it allowed
him into the Hall of Fame.
Allowed him to have a 1.9 average 7 ERA when the league was 5.5. So
he put Lipivol on his teeth.
Teeth, and he'd have a little grease in with that saliva. You were allowed to go to your mouth as long as you didn't stay there.
All that was for him was psychological, because think about it. He wouldn't have gotten that much stuff out of off his teeth.
Not going like that. But
was he the one, Pat, that we were watching the video of? Was it Greg? Who was the umpire that had the strike zone that was...
Was Eric Gregg.
Eric Gregg, we were watching that.
No, that wasn't him. That was Levon Hernandez.
Oh, that was Levon. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was the biggest farce in the history. It's from me to Joe, from the off the plate. Well, I was there when they brought Eric into the press room.
Oh, you were?
And Eric thought he was going to come in to talk about Levon's great performance and what he thought of it. And they said, and basically it starts off, Eric, what the bleep? You know, what do you do? I mean, everybody's saying some of those pitchers are a foot outside, Eric. And he got all offended. And his son, you know, is the PR guy for the Red Sox.
Oh, he is.
Media cute, nice guy. Yeah. But we don't mention that game when we're talking.
Are the Red Sox having a good year?
Yes, a surprisingly, shockingly good year. It is a strange year for that. The Giants, you look at the Giants and you say, they should be 10-45, and they're ahead of the Dodgers.
They're in first place.
It's unbelievable. They got like an old timers team. Their pitching's been pretty good, but it's just weird. They're gonna wake up one day and lose 20 out of 25. There's something wrong with them. So, but I don't know. A lot of odd stuff like that happening in baseball.
Do you think the Olympics will get canceled?
I'm betting on it, aren't you?
Yeah.
Why did you just say
we're not going to have them this year? We'll just keep everything in place and have it next year.
They keep saying we got to do it this year because otherwise it competes with the Winter Olympics.
So what? Used to be that way all the time.
Yeah, I was going to say it was that way for 120 years. Right. What the hell's the deal here now?
Yeah.
Why have put Japan in a situation where nobody can come to the country? Because they've spent more billions than anybody building this place. They should allow people to, if your son's running track for the U.S., you ought to be able to go watch him, right?
I wouldn't go if I had to go. I mean, I wouldn't go.
No, Rachel Blount's our Olympic writer, and I was talking to her, and she says she got her ticket, but she doesn't know what the heck's going on. Hmm. You know, well, yeah. Thing that scares you is the variants from India might
be. Plus, it's too close to the commies in China. Yeah, they're still fooling around with their labs. I'm not lying. They're doing bad stuff.
It's hard to know who to not like.
They're too close to North Korea too, and I don't trust that little. Marty Allen fruitcake running that country.
Marty Allen.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
A lot of things going on out there. We don't know anything
about. Are they
finally
going to get rid of Nettie in Israel?
It sounds like it, doesn't it?
There's a cool boy. They got weird government. They got too many parties. Everybody Everybody wants to have a get rid of the two party system here, but just think how bad it'd be if we had 12 or 13 of them like they do.
Right? Oh.
Then you'd have to get people get together and decide who's running the things and stuff. So, well, it's nice to see you back, buddy. I hadn't seen you here, and I saw you a couple of times, I guess, but not too often.
There were some words expressed from Pat, Joe, about
when's
that bleeper getting back?
I know how Pat was referring to me. I'm always referring to me.
I feel very confident walking around in the world right now. I don't feel that.
Reavers is fully vaccinated now.
We're all good here on the
side. I got chastised in a Super America yesterday.
No.
But it was on 56th and Xerxes. Is that Minneapolis?
Yeah, that would be Minneapolis.
That's Minneapolis. So,
well, it's either that or
Richfield. Minneapolis is the only one that's got the face mask requirement, right? Yeah. St. Paul doesn't have it, right?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. For no reason. There's no science behind it.
No.
I was down at Canterbury Park last week.
How are we doing masky down there?
We were struggling to find one.
But they don't need them, right?
No, if you're outside, you don't need one. They encourage you to wear one if you are indoors, you know, whether placing a wager or buying some food and whatnot.
If the Wild could have kept going, they might have got up to 15,000 people in the building.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I agree with you, though. I've had the same thought, and no sense in repeating it, but I was a little alarmed at how happy we were.
I'm not happy.
After all the optimism going into Game 7, and we had them on the ropes, and then we go out there and go, then we're happy. I don't get it. Hockey fans, though, with this team, hockey fans are a lot happier than they were with the North Stars.
Mm-hmm.
The North Stars had more of a blue-collar, bar jacket, East St. Paul crowd who'd go out, and if you screwed up on a power play, they'd booed. You know, if you had a power play that no shots on it, they'd let you have it. And these guys, I said, you take the two kids, you take mom and the two kids, you spend $400, between tickets and a new sweater and stuff like that. You're not going to drive home saying, boy, do they stink tonight.
No. We only got out shout 22-1 in that period, Billy.
We were a little unlucky there.
14 to 2 they were. What period was they outshot 14 to 2?
That second again. Long change.
The long change.
Long change.
I said, I don't know exactly the fundamentals of the long change. But I said, we have to forget shooting and skating and all that stuff during the off season. We got to practice our board hopping.
That's right.
So we get that change. We got to, come on, get over that board. Come on, let's go. What is your most embarrassing moment board hopping? Did you ever have a good one?
No, but I speaking for a teammate, I can tell you his most embarrassing moment.
Give me his first name is all.
Peter.
Peter, okay.
And he had the tin cup.
Okay.
And it fell out.
Okay.
And it was clanking down the ice. And the other team would shoot it.
So he couldn't get it.
They were swiping at it. I'll never forget that as long as I live.
Was Peter embarrassed?
I think a little red face. Good player. Very good player.
Yeah. What do they wear for a jock now? They don't have to wear those. I mean, what do they wear for a cup now? They don't have those old clay things.
I don't know, but I asked a wee one's mother the other night in Chicago if the kid had one on, and she said yes. And I said, oh, thank God, because he was catching.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Catcher, you need one of those.
I had to go through that process a few weeks ago and had to show the 9-year-old, this is how you put it on. Mm-hmm. He's like, well, what's it for, Dad? I had to go through that whole thing. Yep, it's going to protect you.
You should have just said, stand there and I'll show you. Right. Throw a baseball. Yeah,
from this happening.
Yeah, whatever. Convent that. So was he catching?
Well, they have to rotate
each
position. So coach then said, you might want to get him one of these. And then
that's the biggest improvement from 9 to 10 is They don't rotate positions now. Don't routinely. So you don't get the catcher.
That can't catch.
Who basically, everything is a ball back to the bag. Right. You should, as I said, if I was the coach of 9 and 10-year-old baseball, the first day we'd practice playing catch. And if we didn't have her down, we'd do it again the next day. And the next day, and then if you can't play catch, you can't play baseball.
And the biggest issue I'm seeing with 9U baseball this summer is we got some of the kids that instead of moving just the glove, they move the whole body over to catch. They won't move their arm to catch the ball. They think the ball's thrown here, so they have to walk over.
Oh, they don't want to stretch.
The kid I watched was fantastic.
Oh, is he good?
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Which one's that now?
That would be Mickey.
Mickey's going to be a player.
Yeah, so is his brother. It's just amazing. That's all they do is play catch.
Do you miss the days, though, where all the fielders chased after one ball?
I love that.
it was great. It was great. Except the one kid who was just playing in the sand and never even knew that the ball was rolling out to him.
That's William's buddy, Levi. He likes to pick dandelions and kind of see what else is going on. So he usually plays in the outfield. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though. You see those kids play that game, and you realize how it's hard to keep players because it is an impossible game to play as an 8-9-year-old kid.
There's not a lot happening.
You're not strong enough to make the throw. And then they start, like halfway through last year, they started letting the pitchers pitch. Who was I talking to that said they shouldn't let the kids pitch until they're about 11 or 12 to get the game moving,
Yeah.
Because what good does it do to have a kid lobbing it in there at age 10?
Well, I think it would almost help to rotate, do a coach pitch one inning, have a kid pitch, just to keep the game moving.
We got a new one planned in the family tree. She's playing softball for the first time. It's the machine pitches. The game I went to, I heard the coach say to her, "Play right field." She said, "Where's that?"
Yes, right.
And get this is the best part. He said, "It's just out. Stand behind the first baseman." She goes, "She's standing this far behind."
It's great. I went and saw my niece play softball about 10 years ago, and she was on second, and somebody got a hit out there. So she runs around. Then she got the third, and then she went over and sat in the bench because she got the vapors, basically. Yeah. She got too warm. So I said, "What are you doing?" She said, "Well, I'm hot."
Water breaks. Yeah, we got to have a lot of water breaks. Oh, yeah.
One of my favorites, too, is the kid who hits it joins the other team in going to get the ball.
Hey, my buddies are out there.
It's a hard game. There's no doubt about it. The best player that was on Luke's team last year was a girl.
Really?
And I don't know what we lost her, but she was a little curly-haired girl, and she was an athlete.
Nice.
Man. All these other guys are running to first base. And she, whew. Anyway.
Say
that's
something.
It.
I want to see if I can hear you.
Hello.
Yeah, all right. Let's go to the bank.
You got to go to the bank. I got some checks, but I don't think I'll go to the bank. Who needs it? It's only money. What the hell? Yeah. All right. Goodbye.
This is Patrick Gracie with the Canopy Group. What does dedication, perseverance, resilience, and accomplishment best describe today? The Canopy Group believes it's the graduating classes of 2021. What we are most proud of for these graduates is their ability to overcome challenges in their pursuit of future opportunities. True to their perseverance and resiliency, these students are finding new ways to celebrate their milestones and their success on this journey. It puts a smile on all of our faces as we drive through communities and see dozens and thousands and hundreds of yard signs. It is amazing that what these graduating students have gone through, and they deserve the spotlight, for they are Minnesota's future. Please join the Canopy Group in honoring your friends, relatives, and neighbors who represent the graduating classes of 2021.
EcoFun has e-bikes in stock. And why is that important? Because every other bike retailer is out of stock and will not be getting new e-bikes until December or January. You can't even get one for Christmas from them. The weather is warming up, so if you are in the market for an e-bike, scooter, or ATV, Go to EcoFun right now. EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake. Talk with Tim Bloom, the owner of EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake. Tim and his family will help you select the e-bike that is right for you, and they will deliver it to your front door in the metro area. Right now, EcoFun has Bentelli e-bikes and Yamaha Motor Assist bikes in stock. EcoFun also carries the full line of Yamaha scooters, motorcycles, and a wide variety of Yamaha ATVs, including ATVs for kids. Check out EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake and online at EcoFunMotorsports.com and tell Tim that that old bicycler Patrick Racy sent you.
This is Reavers once again for Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold. And Josh has a very basic question for you. Do you know what you own? You see, Mr. Money Talk's clients, and that's Josh Arnold, by the way, they always know what they own. He has found out that most people that he meets with every single day, they have no idea. Josh has seen retirement portfolios that have a big percentage in bonds, and there are real instances of people that are paying more in commissions and fees than they can possibly make on the rate of return that these bonds currently yield. Josh begs of you, know what you own. You see, trust is often overused, and it's even harder to find. Take it from me that you can trust Josh. Give him a call today for that free 48-minute financial consultation with absolutely zero obligation. Call him at 952-925-5608. Once again, that's 952-925-5608 for Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold.